Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. It's good having you with us. Alright, so anyway, for the first segment, we're going to read the weather. Of course, we'll already do that. Actually, before we start reading the weather, there's actually a weather warning right now, believe it or not. It's a frost advisory. Let's see what this is about. This was issued by the NOAA, the otherwise known as the U.S. National Weather Service. It's supposedly going to start at midnight on Thursday, October 24th, and it will end at 8 a.m. the same day. And this is for the West Central Willamette Valley, by the way. Let's see what the National Weather Service has to say about this. Now, again, this will start at midnight on October 24th. That's a Thursday. And it'll end at 8 a.m. the same day. It does affect Dallas, by the way, if you're wondering, along with Fall City, Sheridan, and Salem, too. Frost advisory remains in effect from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time Thursday. Temperatures as low as 33 will result in frost formation. And this includes central and southern Willamette Valley, foothills of the northern and central Oregon Cascades, central Oregon Coast Range lowlands, central Oregon Coast Range, Tualatin Valley, Willamette Hills, Cowlitz County lowlands, and North Clark County lowlands. It's from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, versus, as I said earlier. What are the impacts? The frost could harm sensitive outdoor vegetation. The sensitive outdoor plants can be killed if it's left uncovered. What should you do? Well, take steps now to protect your tender outdoor plants from the cold. Consider temporarily moving outdoor potted plants indoors if they're sensitive to cold temperatures. Consider temporarily covering the sensitive plants with a lightweight cotton fabric, like bed sheets or thin blankets, as this will help retain the heat and provide frost protection for your plants. That's it for this warning. I have to go back twice. Okay, only let me go back once it loads up. So be patient with me, guys. Alright, there we go. Okay, today's weather, Wednesday, October 23rd. Times of clouds and sun, high 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly. There can be frost in the normally colder spots with a low of 37. Let me take a drink. Sorry. Alright, here's the current weather right now. It's 36 degrees Fahrenheit, real feels 41, real feels shades also 41. Wind is west 1 mile per hour, wind gusts are 1 mile per hour, and air quality is fair. Let's look ahead, shall we? We're going to expect rainy weather late Friday night from Monday afternoon. Does that mean that all weekend it's going to be raining all weekend? Yes siree, it will. Yes siree. Saturday and Sunday, occasional rain and drizzle and periods of rain. So get your heaters out. As I said that other year, it's going to be a long one. Or was that February? I can't remember. But it doesn't matter. It was just a little joke I did back then. Get your heaters out, because it's going to be a long one, because it's all weekend. Actually, no, that was all week, I think. Yeah. Yeah, that was all week. I remember now. That was all week. It might be all week anyway, because it's Saturday and Sunday, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week also. So, it might as well be all week anyway. And of course, the air quality is fair, of course. Mm. So sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from long-term exposure. Anyway, I guess that's it for this weather report. Again, there's a frost advisory in effect tomorrow from midnight to 8 a.m., so it's going to be pretty cold tomorrow in the overnight hours, so if you have any crops, plants, or anything like that you're doing, just be aware of that and just be safe for that. Be prepared for that because that will help you out, because the frost advisory is taking effect almost all of Oregon, except for maybe some. I mean, it's lucky that Lincoln City doesn't have it, though. I'm surprised. But there you go. Anyway, it's almost 8:07 a.m. I just pretty much put this whole segment reading the weather. The good news is it didn't show me any commercials, though, which was really nice. Sorry about that. I was just drinking water, by the way. And by the way, we're doing trivia today, by the way, guys, if you're wondering. So I'm going to throw in, oh, yeah, I want to tell you something before I put the commercial in. Sorry I couldn't do a morning show yesterday. I didn't sign on until 10 a.m., so it was too late to do a morning show. Sorry. And the reason why I didn't sign on until 10 a.m. is because my... You know what? It doesn't matter, because the internet was I can tell you the internet was being a pain last night, but I can't tell you why I was being a pain, because I do know why I was being a pain. But unfortunately, I can't tell you why it was, because it's personal. Of course it's personal. It always has to be personal. Anyway, let's just put the commercial in now. We'll kick it off with two old staff room just for the purpose of trivia. There's our free mint break there. Now we gotta put some music in, guys. How about that? Let's put in, what's been one I don't think I played yet before on this show? I don't know if I have yet. Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl. And then after that, I think I am going to play Not Bad Bunny. I mean, I could, but I'm not. Or maybe, let's try, maybe Cold Heart. I could just change the order. I might end up changing it. Or I could play Free Songs. Yeah. But that might go over as well. Of course, I could put more commercials in, but that just wouldn't be too sensible, would it? Nope. I might just go over, actually, to be honest with you. I'm trying to figure out. Cold Heart is 3 minutes and 18 seconds. So, 1917. Trying to count this, by the way, if you're wondering. Just have to be quiet for a second. 1642, that's when I have to end it around that point, when it reaches that point. And even then I have to scroll up, I should say, to get to it. So yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go over, like a minute over, I should say. That is very fun. Anyway, I haven't revealed what the next segment was going to be anyway, I might as well just do that. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to do Food Talk, or what will be left of it. But don't worry, we'll still be on time. Don't worry. It won't be the end of the world. I'm just doing this to ensure everything will be on time. Don't you worry. So there you go. Oh, man. shaft, actually. I'm going to put this in station IDs. So it doesn't do what I think it's going to do. Because this program likes to do that sometimes. Be quirky like that. Anyway, I think that should suffice. Anyway, coming up is Nicki Minaj and Elton John Dua Lipa. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Cold Heart, EDU Remix by Elton John and Dua Lipa, and Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. It's now time for food talk. Here we go. Macaroni with fettuccine and gorgonzola cheeses. In my opinion, you can never have too many mac and cheese recipes. A slightly more sophisticated version of the classic mac and cheese. Don't worry, the kids will still love it. Don't you worry. It's ready in 20 minutes. It serves 4. There are 7 ingredients. You'll need 1 pound of elbow macaroni uncooked, a 4 pound of fettuccine cheese, shredded that is, a 4 pound of gorgonzola crumbled, 2 tablespoons of butter, a half cup of half and half, fresh ground black pepper, and a half cup of fresh chives. It's chopped, that is. Here's the directions. First, you want a medium pot. You want to bring 4 quarts of water to a boil. And add a pinch of salt and the macaroni. Cook it until it's tender, about 8 to 10 minutes. In a colander, drain the macaroni and return it to the pot. Then, fold in the cheese, butter, and half and half. Season with the pepper and warm farro. Finally, garnish with the chopped chives. And there you go. That is your fettuccine mac and cheese. That was pretty quick. I will admit that. Let's look at French onion burgers. Submitted by Diner524. I just get bored with just the plain burgers. I found this recipe in Taste of Home and then marked it the save. It is a simple yet tasty sounding burger after all. It is ready in 25 minutes. It serves 4. There's 6 ingredients. You need 1, 2, 7, 8 ounce cans. French fried onions, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, a half teaspoon of salt, 1 pound of ground beef, 1 4-ounce can of mushrooms that are drained and diced. This is optional, by the way. And you'll also need 4 hamburger buns. First, in the bowl, you'll want to combine the onions, Worcestershire sauce, salt, and mushrooms if you're using it, that is. Crumble the beef over the mixture and mix well. Shape into 4 patties. Finally, grill uncovered over medium heat or broil 4 inches from the heat for 6 to 9 minutes on each side or until it no longer pink, that is. Serve on the buns with any condiments and toppings of your choice, that is. And there you go, that's French onion burgers. You're welcome. That was even shorter than the last one. Alright, let's do on baked seasoned salmon now. By the way, we're doing a 30-minute weeknight dinners, by the way, if you're wondering. This one's ready in 25 minutes. It serves 4. There's 10 ingredients. You need 1 pound of salmon filet, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of prepared mustard, 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter that's melted, 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, this is optional by the way, and 1/2 teaspoon of dried parsley, this is also optional by the way. Alright, on the directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Second, you want to arrange the fillets in a shallow baking dish. After that, you want to mix together the remaining ingredients and pour 1/2 of this mixture all over the fish. Then, bake 20 minutes, basting with the remaining sauce. And then finally, when done, sprinkle it with the paprika and chopped parsley if you want. And there you go, that's baked seasoned salmon. And there are for you, my week dinner. Alright. I think we got time for one more, maybe two more actually. Let's do corn chowder with shrimp. Why not? From Eat Better America. This sounds really good, baby. Ready in 20 minutes, serve 6, spirit to the ingredients. Those ingredients are 1 10-ounce box of frozen corn and butter sauce, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 medium onion chopped, 1/2 cup, 1 medium bell pepper chopped, 1 cup, 1 stalk of celery chopped, 1/3 cup, 2 garlic cloves finely chopped, 1 cup of reduced sodium chicken broth, 1 large potato peeled, cut into 1/2-inch cubes, 1/4 teaspoon of dried thyme leaves, 1/8 teaspoon of ground red pepper, cayenne that is, 1/8 that is, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of non-fat milk, that's skim by the way, and finally 12 ounces of shrimp, cooked, peeled, and divine tails removed. Alright, let's do this. Directions. First, you want to let the frozen corn stand at room temperature to thaw it significantly. Slightly, I should say. Then, in a 4-quart saucepan, you want to heat the oil over medium heat. Cook the onion, bell pepper, celery, and garlic in the oil, stirring frequently until tender. Add the broth, potato, thyme, and ground red pepper. Heat to boiling, reduce heat, cover, and simmer for 10 minutes. Finally, remove the frozen corn from the pouch, add corn to mixture in saucepan, heating to boiling, stirring frequently to break up the frozen corn. Using wire whisk, stir the flour into milk until it's smooth. Stir into the mixture into the saucepan. Heat to the boiling, reduce heat. Simmer uncovered about 5 minutes or until the vegetables are tender and the soup is thickened. Stir in the shrimp, cook 1 to 2 minutes until it's hot. And there you go. That is your last recipe for the day. Corn chowder with shrimp. Yes! And there you go. Anyway, we're going to put our commercial on now. Okay. I hate this mouse pad. Not really my most favorite, I will tell you that much. I probably should be looking to find a new one. Alright, we may not be able to play Beyonce today, guys, unless we play the shortest song yet. I guess we could try playing Doja Cat, Kit to It, Yeah, and Beyonce and see how that works out. Actually, that might run over. I don't know. In fact, let me, Actually, no, that might work. Yeah, that could work. I might have to go over this a tad bit, but not a whole lot. But I can't reveal what's coming up next to you guys. TMZ Celebrity News. So there you go. That will work, by the way, guys. So let me put this back to category really quick. Well, Celebrity News, close enough. It knew it. But anyway, coming up, TMZ Celebrity News in just in 10 minutes. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Break My Soul by Beyonce and Doja Cat. Get Into It, Yeah! By, on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. I'm about to say by the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I was almost about ready to say that. Okay, I think I just said, I don't know. Anyway, enough of all that. Justin Bieber is now upset. This is TMZ Celebrity News, by the way. Justin Bieber is upset because his biz managers are squandered because of a fortune, and they're considering legal action now. This is a TMZ exclusive, by the way. Let me load it. There we go. Justin Bieber thinks it's just way too late to say sorry. No reference to sorry. Well, it is. When it comes to some of his former business managers, he thinks they've grossly mismanaged his money and it could be time to take legal action. Sources with direct knowledge have told TMZ Justin's been very upset for several years now, claiming he's lost a ton of money as a result of terrible decisions that were made by business managers. We don't know how many managers he had, but we do know it's more than one. And yes, Justin and Haley are still married, by the way. Well, they're still together, I should say, but that's good. But it is unclear how much Justin thinks has been squandered. Other than it's just a huge amount. But our sources say he's discussing the possibility of just going as far as filing a lawsuit against the alleged offenders. We're also told his current team is split, too. Some members want him to sue, but others don't. We're told the argument against suing is just that Justin went through a period where he was spending wildly. Translation, he caused his own problem. But the truth is, Justin's not struggling financially after all. He sold his music catalog in January 2023 for $200 million. And before the sale, our sources say his net worth was just about around $100 million. We're told no decision has been made as to whether Justin will file suit, but discussions are ongoing, so we'll just have to wait and see, guys. Come on. There we go. We'll skip all that because we read already. Alright, moving on. Mendez Brothers, the DA says the announcement is coming by the end of the week. Let's see what this is about. Oh, let's go load the video. That's wonderful. I'm going to have to pause it so I can play it for you guys. Actually, wasn't even playing. I had to tap on it. That's funny. It doesn't matter. I'm going to unmute the audio. And let me see if I have the... Okay, it is turned on. Okay. See what this video is about, guys. It's about almost 2 minutes. So we're going to burn off 2 minutes by watching this video.
You know, this is a trial that occurred twice, right?
This is from KCAL, KCBS, in Los Angeles, by the way. Well, CNN, but close enough.
Presented on the first trial that was not presented in the second trial, and they were found guilty. And there's no question that they murdered their parents. However, we are reviewing two different possibilities of relief, right? Approximately a little over a year ago, their defense team brought in what we call a habeas claim, which basically is, hey, there was evidence that should have been presented to the
prosecutor
jury,
considers new evidence in Mendez's brother's case, George Costacon, and the Los Angeles County District Attorney.
You have people that have been
nothing really too exciting there. Anyway, the Mendez brothers' case is set to take a dramatic turn. With fresh evidence uncovered, a major decision is just around the corner. And it could even mean a shot at their freedom, too. L.A. County D.A. George Gosicon, which you just heard earlier, had told CNN on Tuesday, yesterday, by the way, that by the end of the week, he'll have a decision on whether Eric and Lyle Mendez, who are currently serving life sentences without parole for killing their parents, Jose and Kitty Mendez, in 1989, will be resentenced, or will they even get a new trial? A new trial could result in the pair getting new sentences, and one possible outcome is a downgrade of their convictions from first-degree murder to manslaughter, which could see them walk free with just time served. That's cool, sort of. Gosicon kept it pretty vague about where he's leaning right now, but he did mention there was a split decision in his own office. He did say one group linked to the original trial is dead set on keeping the brothers behind bars for life. The other camp believes the brothers deserve a break due to the claims of being sexually assaulted by their father. Gosicon's comments came just weeks after he held a press conference, revealing he's reevaluating the case after a letter Eric allegedly wrote to his cousin, Andy Cano, months before the murders, in which he details how his father allegedly abused him, resurfaced, and after Roy Rosalio, a member of the band Mendio, claimed that Jose had sexually abused him too. Eric and Lyle have been behind bars since 1990, when they were indeed arrested. They opened up about the abuse they allegedly faced at their first trial, but that ended in a hung jury. In the retrial, a judge shot down any chance for such testimony. But now Gosicon's taking a hard look. But we will find out soon if it's a game changer for the brothers shot at a do-over now. Alright, we have time for one more story. We'll try. Olivia Munn models bra for breast cancer awareness shows mastectomy scars. So let me click on it. There we go. Okay, is it gonna play the video? I'm not gonna play the video though, I'm just gonna pause it. Olivia Munn putting breast cancer at the forefront of her new marketing campaign, modeling shapewear for Skims, and revealing her surgery scars in the process. The actress is the focus of Kim Kardashian's brand newest campaign during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, posing in several different assembles and speaking about some of her experiences fighting cancer over the last couple years, that is. The pics from the photo shoot show a lot of Munn's body, including the surgery scar on her bare breast from her double mastectomy surgery last year. It was playing their video, by the way, if you're wondering. OM dove deeper into the topic on Today this morning, that might have been the video was trying to play, saying they originally planned for the star to cover all her scars with makeup and the clothing. But she says they had a tough time covering up the scars. Olivia says she went to the top brass at Skims to talk about showing the scars, a vision they all agreed to. I didn't play that. Munn adds she was tired to hide her scars from the world, and she hopes to give women with her scars like hers a sense of beauty, even in the face of disease. It was earlier this year. Yeah, I'll just finish reading this. I'll probably go over. It was earlier this year when Munn announced she had breast cancer, sharing an emotional Instagram post detailing all the procedures she's gone through. She's since talked more in depth about her fight with cancer in follow-up interviews. But as well, 10% of retail sales of Skims bras sold between now and October 31st will go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. That's a breast cancer nonprofit, by the way, if you're wondering. And it looks like Olivia's bringing breast cancer awareness to the beauty brand now, and it's opening up about her journey even more. Yeah! Alright, that concludes CMZ Celebrity News, guys. And coming up, hopefully at 9 a.m. will be Pokemon Go. Well, 9 a.m. is Pokemon Go, obviously. Anyway, what's the park commercial in the course? That one? This is not really my most favorite mouse pad, I will admit. Hurry up, maybe I can still play Bad Habit for you guys. To Be Loved and Bad Habit. Where you at? There you go. Anyway, alright, enough calling off. Pokemon Go is coming up. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. To Be Loved, Am I Ready? Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we're in the second half, guys. Here we go. It's time for Pokemon Go. Load up. Come on. Here we go. Okay. Okay, do you think the party's over with, guys? Let's leave it. Hey, I guess I'll have to heal you up. Actually, I'm gonna worry about that later. Just do it a mass all at once. Yeah, go away, Edge. That's a web browser, by the way, if you're wondering. Microsoft Edge. Just want to throw that in there. I'm gonna have to spend more Pokestops to get more potions. Yeah, you're already healed. It didn't even give me any coins. I'll just teach him a lesson and just heal these guys up. No coins at all. I wonder if Jesse Wild's still in here. I bet you $1 million he is. Yep, even though he's a little bit cut off there. But not surprising he would be in Birch Park 2. Killed Grookey too, even. Look at this, Lycanroc, with a best buddy ribbon. What's going on here? I know how to catch you, Winston. I know where you. I can get great friends on you, too. In fact, I don't think this is Winston, or like, well, it shows up as Lycanroc, but you get the idea. But check this out. It becomes Zora. Yep. And it was a curse catch of day, too. 3-day streak. See what's worth. I have a feeling it's worth nothing. Yeah, it's not. But not the other world. I just discovered... well, hold on. I'll tell you in a second here. Graveyard 590. There's a Panatberry here. Hopefully it stays in. I think it will. Look, okay. If I had to guess, it's probably worth nothing. But I'll tell you something... pretty exciting here in a second. Okay, it's only one star, but since it is a heavy one, I will hold on to it, but I don't know if this showcase is over with or not. Okay, it is not over with yet. Okay, good. In fact, can I switch it out remotely? Alright, I might as well heal up Primeria. Nope, I can't do that. Frickin' raid, damn it. Pardon my language. Okay. Number two. Good job. wanted to see how good that graveyard was, but I don't think it's any good. Sin 37, yeah, that's not really that helpful. Anyway, yeah, it's heavy, but it's not heavy enough. There is some good news, I'll show you here. Well, maybe I didn't even spell it right. It was GREA. I actually have a free star. And this was unbeknownst to me. I did not even know this. I had just appraised it, and I just discovered... This was caught back before I knew about the appraisal thing, by the way. I always appraise my Pokemon, by the way, guys, so I know what's worth. Before this, I did not even do this. This was back when I actually first started playing this game, by the way. Because they actually let me get out of that, and I'll go here to when I first started playing this, September 30th. So, yeah, that's quite interesting. I did not appraise my Pokemon at that point. I don't think I actually took appraising my Pokemon seriously until about, early this year, I think. That's when I actually started taking appraising my Pokemon very seriously, actually. So, yeah. In fact, look at these. Let's look at these other two. I might just throw this one away, actually, since... Besides, I can't even enter any more showcases anyway. I'm just gonna throw it away. Yeah. I don't forget how much this was worth. It's a 2-star. Yeah, and only CP13 audios. Alright, so we got 60 candy now. How many will this guy get? 1047, that's not that bad. I could always power it up later. It is a 3-star, so I am generally surprised I got... Oh yeah, this is caught during timed research. That might explain why then. Alright, let's evolve it, because this will help me get a Pokédex entry, by the way, guys. So we'll do it. I forget what Pokémon evolves into, though, so I guess we'll find out. Houndstone, huh? Cool. Turn that on there. So I'll show my Pokedex stuff there. Frogadier. I'd forget if caught in the wild Lincoln City. What is this worth? 2 stars. That's adequate. Let's go back to Houndstone here. It's supposed to be go away, Facebook. Sorry about that. Probably power him a little bit more, but he needs to know all ghost type moves, guys. Let's fix that. We'll use a fast TM. Yep, that's what I needed. Now for a charge TM. Perfect. Alright, we'll power up just a wee bit. Actually, we can worry about that later. What about Froakie here? Yeah, I don't care about Froakie. Maybe next time. Anyway, that's enough here for the Pokemon Go stuff on my phone. And coming up, we'll just do Jesse Wild after the break. For the break, we are going to play... Well, first, I gotta put the break in. I already told you, we're going to do Jesse Wild after the break, that is. So there you go. But that's kind of obvious. It smells bad as terrible! I can tell you that much. It's not really my most favorite. I'm just using a Pokemon Black Book or something like that, I don't know. Not really my most favorite mouse pad. It's not really a mouse pad at all, to be honest with you. I probably should buy something like Walmart or something to get it working better. By the way, I did not go to that movie last night, by the way, guys. Apparently now, they're capping down my data to 2G, my mobile data that is to 2G, so it's going to be impossible to play Pokemon Go on the go, guys. Pretty impossible. Very impossible. I'm going to try it anyway. I think it was working before on my phone. It may not be now, though, because, yeah, but I'm hoping it still will. But anyway, coming up is Rain Up That Hill, A Deal of God, and Charlie Puth, Left and Right, featuring Jungkook of BTS from South Korea. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Let me just put this back really quick, and we will be right back with Jesse Wild, 223. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill, A Deal of God by Kate Bush, and Left and Right by Charlie Puth with Jungkook, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. So anyway, it is now time for Pokemon Go yet again, and we're going to do it with Jesse Wild. Now, I did have to sign out and sign back in again, but the problem is I had to do it twice, of course, because apparently Facebook was refusing to let me in for whatever darn reason because the service was unavailable. Now, this is why I don't really recommend Facebook to anyone. Well, I would recommend Twitter, but to be honest with you, Twitter's a rat hole now after Elon Musk bought it out. So, to be honest with you, I don't know if I could really recommend any social network to anyone, to be honest with you. It's just very unfortunate the way things are. But anyway, enough all of this crap. Stay aware of your surroundings. Do not enter dangerous areas while playing Pokemon Go. Let me turn up the volume so you can hear it. Yes, we'll go ahead and feed you. And it won't let me. That's odd. Well, that's just mean. You know what? Forget it. We'll just let the friggin' sticker have its way then. That's just not cool. So I don't even get to feed my friggin' thing then? That's just mean. You know, this always seems to happen to me on the air, guys. You know that? Alright. You know, this always seems to happen to me on the air. It makes me feel like this Billy... Say it. I'll be editing this part out, by the way, guys. It makes me feel like Billy Core, by the way. Nostalgia Mall, whatever you want to call it. But I will be cutting that part out for advertising purposes. It might just be because there's a crack in the screen. I probably should have, Best Buy take care of it with my Apple Care coverage, to be honest with you. So I think that's not really helping that much. Gotta respond quicker this time. Yeah, I think I should get this screen fixed, to be honest with you. That could help a little bit. Seems fair enough. But I'm telling you, this always happens to me on the air, guys. Just saying. Damn it, I only have Pokeballs, really? Well, here we go. Pokeball or bust. Stayed in. Great. At least we got our Freddy's streak. We couldn't have, but we did. It also helped the fact I did a curveball, too. Might be worth nothing. It is. I'll hold on anyway for a trade. In fact, actually, maybe we could do a trade right now, actually, if I have a Zero Star Frillish, at the very least. But I don't even see it here. Darn it. if y'all already have a zero star relish. Nope. Well, no, it doesn't look like it. Let me try something here. Let me try using my daily adventure incense. See if something comes up. On my phone, that is. Hopefully something will. Okay, something did. It looks like the Graveler, actually. Interesting. Let's give it the Nunberry. It's Ultra Ball. There we go. That stayed in, of course. I'll hold on to that. Okay, something showed up for Jesse Wild. What is it? It's an air frillish, of course it is. Alright, let me grab the stylus so I can do this a little bit easier. Let's use the raspberry this time. Maybe I'll want that. Ooh, excellent throw. Hopefully it'll stay in. Damn it, it didn't. Maybe I just didn't want that berry. Let's try a different one. Oh, nice. Darn it. I want excellent. But, hey, beggars can't be choosers. Of course, since stay in. Alright, we'll try an air one. Again, I don't have any more, all I have is Pokeballs. I have no Great Balls at all, no Ultra Balls, nothing. Alright, here we go. I'm not gonna bother the Golden Raspberries. If it runs away, it's not the end of the world. I don't really care. Unless I'm getting some missions done, it looks like. Yep, it broke free. Coming down again. Air Great Throw. Okay, it finally stayed in for crying out loud. Who knows, maybe this one is a free star for who we know. It's light and short. Nope, it's one star. Only good thing that redeemed itself is being light and short, but that's not even redeeming anyway. Caught two here. That's not a whole lot. Even then, it only gives me 5 friggin' Tenet berries. I don't think I had a Graveler to trade with Jesse Wild. I mean, he does have a Graveler, but he's a free star, though. Yep, that's my thoughts. Okay, so, yeah. That might do it for Pokemon Go, guys, officially. Last segment, by the way, we're gonna just read the news. By the way, we're gonna try to read one news story from the Associated Press. FYI. So there you go. Anyway, it's just about 9:28, so let's put that commercial in, shall we? Go ahead and do that. Okay, there we go. All right. Let's see what we can play here. Let's play, music for a sushi restaurant and heat waves. How about that? There we go. Okay. So coming up is Harry Styles, music for a sushi restaurant. And Glass Animals, Heat Waves for you guys. That's going to be fun. After a commercial break, that is. So there you go. Anyway, I just want to confirm, is there anything else here? Doesn't look like it. Oh well. Oh well. Anyway, I still have a minute left to talk with you guys. Maybe over a minute. I don't know. A little bit over a minute, I should say. But yeah, coming up, Harry Styles and Glass Animals, as I said earlier. Again, the last segment will be one story from the Associated Press, supposedly. fact, Alex, let me just go ahead and boot this back to the thing that I said earlier, station ID, so it doesn't do what I think it's gonna do. I know it will. God. I'm not gonna say anything. It's not worth my sanity. But yeah, coming up is, you know what, I've already said that too many times, it doesn't matter. But I'll say it again, Harry Styles and Glass Animals, if you weren't listening earlier or weren't paying attention or whatever. But there you go. Anyway, enough of all that, Harry Styles, Glass Animals, and then a story from the Associated Press after that. Anyway, enough said. Enough pulling through. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Harry Styles, music for a sister restaurant, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I still had Pokemon Go up on my phone earlier. Someone had invited me to a raid battle. I really wanted to do it on the air with you guys. It was just a 5-star Giratina origin form, if I had to guess. But I think it's too late now, because I really wanted to do it on the air with you guys, so that would have been a mistake. Well, well. So, AP news it is, guys. Yay! So I guess we'll get to talk about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nah, I want to talk about something better. Actually, no, this is interesting at all. Is there anything interesting you want to talk about, guys, other than politics? Well, there is a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to the McDonald's Quarter Pounders, which have sickened 49 people in 10 states. Let's see what this is about. E. coli food poisoning is linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder burger hamburgers, which has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states, including one person who died and 10 people who were hospitalized, the federal health officials have said on Tuesday. The death was reported an older person in Colorado, and one child has been hospitalized with severe kidney complications, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported. Infections were reported between September 27th and October 11th in Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Oregon. Forgive me for saying this. Utah, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And that S word will be censored in the on-demand episode, by the way. Colorado has the most cases, 26, followed by Nebraska with 9. Everyone interviewed in connection with the outbreak had reported eating at McDonald's before falling ill, and most mentioned eating quarter pounder hamburgers, the CDC had said. The U.S. Agricultural Department, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and state health officials are also investigating. A specific ingredient has not been identified as the cause, but investigators are focused on onions and beef, though. A preliminary FDA investigation has suggested that slivered onions served on the burgers are likely a source of contamination. The USDA is investigating the hamburger patties now. In a statement, McDonald's officials said that the initial findings suggests that some illness are linked to onion sourced from a single supplier. The company has halted distribution of the slivered onions and temporarily removed the quarter pounder from menus in the affected states and also in portions of Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. We take food safety extremely seriously, and it's the right thing to do, the statement said. E. coli bacteria are harbored in the guts of animals and found the environment. Infections can cause severe illness, including fever, stomach cramps, and bloody diarrhea. People who develop these symptoms of E. coli poisoning should seek health care immediately and tell the provider what they ate. The news comes in an already tough year for the Chicago-based McDonald's chain. its global same-store sales had fell for the first time in nearly 4 years. In the second quarter, as inflation-wary customers skipped eating out or chose cheaper options, the company responded with a $5 meal deal, which was introduced at U.S. restaurants in late June and was recently extended for December. The deal doesn't include the quarter pounder, thankfully. McDonald's shares dropped 9% after hours, trading Tuesday after the CDC's announcement, anyway. The type of bacteria implicated in this outbreak, E. coli 0157:H7, causes about 74,000 infections in the U.S. each year, leading to more than 2,000 hospitalizations and 61 deaths. Infections are especially dangerous for children younger than 5 and can cause acute kidney failure. Associated Press writer Deanne Durbin in Detroit has contributed to the story. Anyway, we still have a little bit of time left. I guess we can finish it off by reading a brief little lever report. I know we already read it before, but we might as well just finish it off with that. Didn't realize that story was going to be a little bit faster than I thought. Here's today's weather: a morning shower in places. Otherwise, clouds giving way to some sun, high 60. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly. There could be frost in normally colder spots, low 37. Current weather, 39 Fahrenheit. Wind is west-southwest 1 mile per hour. Wind gusts 2 miles per hour. Air quality is fair. Today, there will be a morning shower in spots with high of 60. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, low 37. Thursday, it will be high 57, times the clouds and sun, low 37, partly cloudy and chilly. And now on Friday, it'll be high 60, mostly cloudy, low 49, cloudy with late night rain. And on Saturday, it'll be 62, high, occasional rain and drizzle, low 49, periods of rain. And on Sunday, it'll be 55, high, periods of rain, low 45, partly cloudy, showers around. We'll continue on for the next 2 days for the 7-day forecast. Monday, it'll be 55 high, rather cloudy, showers around, low 42, a couple of showers late. On Tuesday, it'll be 56 high, cloudy, a couple of showers, low 40, overcast with a touch of rain. Like I said, it's pretty much going to rain all week, guys, so, yeah, it's going to be fun. I've already renewed my plan, guys. I had to get the $45 plan. And there's no switch on this tablet to tell it to not tell me to keep it on whatever. So you're just going to have to listen to that. But oh well. I just don't like how these phones do that and these stuff. It's so annoying. But anyway, enough of all that. That's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. Let's just finish it with a PSA, guys. There we go. And another one here. And another one here. And another one here. There we go. And for the music to conclude it, we'll have, here's what we're going to conclude it with. We're going to conclude it with, Need to Know by Doja Cat. And officially to close it out, we'll have, oh, what song was it? I think it was Steven Sanchez, Until I Found You. I don't know. That's going to be too short. That's going to be quite a... what's the Unstoppable, actually? And I'll remove this one here. Yeah. All right, there we go. Just figure out how long I have to go over. 59, 58. Sorry about being so quiet. This is just how it's got to be. 57:49. I think 57:49 is the way I have to be. Alright, I might have to go over just a little bit more, guys. That's so annoying. But if you're wondering what that text message was, it was straight talk. And by the way, my data, like, that's the part of the reason why, I was also unable to go to the movie yesterday, because my mobile data was not working. And I tried calling Straight Talk yesterday, and they were unable to fix it, so I don't know what happened, so... it just leads me to believe that I just hit my data cap, so... Maybe it's just time to pay the extra $10, I guess, for the $45 plan, I guess. It just is what it is, guys, so there you go. I probably have to go over a lot, guys. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go over quite a bit. That's kind of annoying. In fact, I don't even know if I'm even doing this right or not. Alright, I don't really want to change the order, guys. This is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, but, 5711. I think that was where it needed to be. Okay. I think. Yeah, sounds about right. Anyway, I guess I'm gonna stop here, guys. Thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. No more pulling through. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you on Thursday, hopefully. Goodbye, everyone. Yep.